Well, kind of going off of Paige's question, for us being like 21, 22 years old, about to enter the real world, what are some distractions that you've seen like us be distracted by? Kind of similar to you being too busy and saying yes to a lot of engagements that like we can look out for different pitfalls.
Some of the things will something can be good and be a distraction, right? So, I'm not going to say don't get distracted by having a boyfriend or a girlfriend or this, that, and the other thing. Well, if this is the person you're called to potentially maybe even spend your life with, or at least be in a relationship for now where God is doing a work of grace in your life and building Christ-likeness within you, even as you deal with conflict in a relationship. Somebody could say, oh, don't be distracted by the opposite sex or whatever. Well, that doesn't work because unless you're called to a lifetime of singleness, at some point you're going to be married, and you want to steward wisely, that and build that relationship. So, distractions. Certainly, there's things like, what are some of your hobbies, or what do you do in your spare time that takes a lot of time and doesn't accomplish much? So, I will, I'll throw in their video games. And by the way, back in the old days, and I mean ancient times, way before you were born, times that David and I can remember well, there were the video games first came out in there were gaming places you went to, and there were things, cutting edge things like Asteroids and Frogger and Pac-Man and things like that, that were actually those big, you've probably seen those because there's nostalgically, there are places that, still have the physical machines, and you go, what? You put a quarter in that thing? Yeah, there was a time where you put a quarter in it and you got three plays from it. And so I, as a young pastor, I grew up in a home. My dad was a tavern owner, and he had in our basement, we had the old flipper machines, what was before them called pinball machines. I mean, they were these things, and then little bowler machines and shuffleboards. I had two pool tables in my room. Why? Because my dad supplied taverns with all of these things. So my place was a very popular place to come over. So what I'm saying is, back in the day when there wasn't high tech, my place was the place to come because my dad had all these machines that nobody else had in their homes. And so we'd hang out and we'd do them, and we can go for hours and hours and hours. So, well, I'm not saying video games are wrong at all, at all. And I'm saying to somebody who used to love them in another time, but I saw that they were taking too much of my time. I thought, what if I spent this time reading another good book? I read a lot of books, so, but another good book. What if I was building a relationship with someone? What if I was reaching out to someone? So, yeah, video games could be anything can be a distraction. Certainly, surfing the web, always looking for this and looking for that. I mean, every time, in the modern era, like it used to be, Nancy and I would be watching a movie. We'd go, oh, what's that actress been in? What's that actor been in? Well, of course, you don't have to do that now, because now as the movie's going on, you just look it up, and then you talk about it. You maybe don't even bother putting it on pause. But what's happening is you're being drawn out of an experience, and it's okay. I do this, and I don't think it's wrong, especially if it's really bugging you. Oh, that's what he was in. Oh yeah, I remember she was in this. I don't mean that that's wrong. I'm just saying that's an example of the instant answer that we're always looking for. Now, that's not a bad example, but it's like, how many times a day am I looking up things online, and sometimes very helpfully, especially when it relates to something. Right now, I'm working on a book about animals and whether animals will be on the new earth. Because I get this question all the time. Will animals be in heaven? Are there animals in heaven? And then I usually say, well, let's distinguish the present heaven from the future heaven. The present heaven is disembodied, at least largely. You can make a case for a lot of physicality in the present heaven, including the resurrection body of Jesus and people falling on their knees and wearing white robes. And some of that's figurative. Some of it may be literal. However, we know for sure that after the resurrection on the new earth, it's an entirely new situation. It's a new dynamic. It's restoration to life on planet Earth, resurrected Earth, resurrected people living on the resurrected Earth. And so I will, throughout the day, things will come to mind. I'll dictate them on my phone as part of a writing project, and I'll quickly look up a certain thing online. So those things then don't become distractions. That's what I'm doing. I'm writing a book. So you just have to figure out how many of the things are just for my curiosity and entertainment. And that's always bad. Curiosity is good, and a certain amount of entertainment is good. And then how many of them really actually work to producing something meaningful that God has called me to do? It's a little bit of a juggling act. I don't know that was helpful at all, but
yes, it was. Thank you, Randy. Mm-hmm. Okay.